And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann Report. It is Thursday, February 26, 2026. We're going to get right into it. Steve Quayle is my friend. He's my brother. You know, we've been doing this so long, I've lost count. And he's a good friend. He's a man I admire. His information is always spot on. We're going to be talking about a lot of heavy subjects tonight. So I would urge everyone to sit back. Grab a cup of coffee, beverage of your choice, hot, cold. Would you like a hot beverage? and seriously, listen to this man with me, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, gen6.com, Renaissance Precious Metals. By the way, have you seen the precious metals? Wow. All right, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Steve, come on board. How you doing?
Good, Doug. And tonight, you know, I've been absent from your show for a couple of weeks.
Yes, you have.
That was by design, just trying to collect my thoughts and have Jesus help me with some attitudes. And, you know, the bottom line is that the best attitude is one of gratitude. And unfortunately, those who claim to be Christians have platitudes, but they have nothing to back them up, in my opinion, the majority. You know, we were just talking before, you know, we went live, that all the information that we've given to people, all the interviews, all of the books that, in essence, I've written, you've written, we've written, everything we've talked about now is in play. All is in motion, all is in play. But the most contained subject in the world is disclosure. And ladies and gentlemen, within hours after President Trump, and Eric will put this up, within hours of him disclosing, saying he's told the Secretary of Defense, Hegseth, to release all the UFO files that the government has, 3.8 million of them disappeared. 3.8 million within hours. Now, you know, who are you going to blame? Point your finger at, you know, and say, who has the most to gain? So I think it's important, and the headline is up right now. Massive vault of 3.8 million files vanished within 24 hours after Trump ordered release of all UFO records. I'm told it was within hours. I'm also put out my feelers, and it wasn't the three-letter agencies. It wasn't a foreign government. It was a group of hackers. I don't know where they're at. But they were tired, and these are their words, of the president talking out of both sides of his mouth. And they wanted to make sure that they could release the records that the government said they were going to release. So in essence, this was the insurance policy to come clean. And from this headline alone, there is no expectation that people will see the truth. Now, they will if the hackers make good on their promise. And again, it's interesting because even the anonymous hacker group said they got all of Epstein's files. And they said some of it, I'm quoting them, and good for them, some of them are really hard to watch. This is the country that was founded at least on life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And now there is no life. There is no liberty. And in essence, the happiness is gone. The Bible says joy has withered away from the people of God. What you see now, everyone, is the most contained narrative and the misdirection and the promise everything but give nothing. And so, in essence, Doug, we're the land of empty promises. We're the land of doing nothing and speaking out against evil. At this night, we're literally overseas. It's early morning in the Middle East. But we're the ones that are sitting back and thinking somehow this is all going to escape us because it has in the past. It, World War III. People have got to recognize that it is not normal any longer. It has not been normal for years. It will not get normal. And I saw somebody, I don't even know who they were, prophecy, and where have you heard this before? On your program, I made the statement multiple times, three times in one 24-hour period, God said to me, and I was on your program, I think the following day or two, peace has been taken from the earth. Peace has been taken from the earth. The peace has been taken from the earth. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a time period, prophesied. We're in a time period now where Lucifer has been turned loose. We're in a time period for every blessing that the United States had achieved is going to be taken from us, is being taken from us, including not only our freedoms, but your privacy. You've been turned inside out. I've been turned inside out. Genetics are even the genetic makeup. Our human genomes have been raped, pillaged, and plundered by the devil, Lucifer, and his agents wanting to take us under. And this is why tonight, Doug, is so critical. You know, if there was a chance for peace in the Middle East, the multiple, what is that, dozen F-35s went to Israel today? Well, there's so much firepower now in the Middle East. I don't believe that the target's only Iran. I have a statement. Why can't Iran have nuclear weapons? North Korea has them. And for the record, so do the other Arab nations, the biggest one with the biggest military. I'll let everybody look that up and do their homework. But nuclear weapons, pun intended, where if you had $5 million when you and I first started going on the air together, you could buy a nuclear warhead from Pakistan. You could buy anything you wanted, but you had to, you know, how do I say this? You had to agree to use them against the West. America has no allies. And ladies and gentlemen, from the beginning, I said tariffs are a tariffable, meaning terrible tariff idea. What has it done? The effects of it is we're done. We're finished. We can't mine enough rare earths. We can't manufacture enough gunpowder. We can't roll enough steel. We can't gear up for war yet. Russia and China have been gearing up for 20 years because they knew this day would come. And it was on the Hagman Report, everyone, that I first started telling everybody about Operation Sandman. Sandman was to be when all nations of the world rejected the U.S. dollar simultaneously. But now we've got it going on an accelerated basis between Russia, China, Japan. The biggest holders of U.S. debt are selling it off at discounted rates. After January 1st, the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia will not take, that's a month ago, isn't it? I'm kidding. Of course it is. Will not take any treasury bills, treasury notes, or any paper instrument for any of their oil. Saudi Arabia is gearing up at maximum production because they believe the Straits of Hormuz are going to be blown. They also believe that the oil fields of Iran are going to be blown, and they believe that they will have the most oil to sell to a market. And Doug, at this point, when I see the people on YouTube, and I see even people in my hometown, you know, it's which is Bozeman, Montana, for the time being, the bottom line is that people are starting now to feel it. Feel it means the financial consequences of keeping silent. I consider the Republicans, by the way, I'm apolitical. I consider the Republicans, with the exception of Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massey, Anna Paulina Luna, even Boebert, you know, she has the guts. But the point is that some of the biggest freedom fighters, for instance, Rand Paul. When's the last time you heard from Rand Paul? You know, the threats and counter threats are going on. I believe Marjorie Taylor Greene said she had 765 death threats. Well, I don't believe her. I mean, forgive me. I believe her, and I don't blame her is what I'm trying to say. I do not blame her for getting out of the house of cards because it's coming down, and it's coming down fast. So what I want people to understand is this. You can disassociate yourself from war in the Middle East. What will that do to the economy of the U.S.? What will that do to the availability of goods in the U.S., whatever is still available? And how will most people pay $10 to $15 a gallon for gasoline? And if they do pay that or have the funds to pay it, what job will they go to? 85% of the human job market's being displaced by AI. And I'm telling you this, that, you know, the annihilation index, AI, of the alien infestation is going off the rails as fast as any AI program is modified or even a new way of looking at AI. We're watching now the supernatural infestation of the technology that's ultimately going to destroy us and is already destroying us. How many people have you heard, Doug, and this is a good question to bring out for our viewers, who said, I'm training my replacement, and they're telling me that. And they're in essence, they're working their way out of a job. So where is the compassion of the AI industry? There's none. Where's the compassion in the banking industry? There's none. And as more and more people get fired, that only increases the housing market defaults and only increases the global vampires to suck is the last drop of blood out of the Western economies, but primarily the United States, to, how do I say this, feast on the flesh, and I mean that seriously, cannibalize anything they can't, compromise anything they can't kill, anything they can't buy off. They will absolutely make those people invisible. I want to ask everybody, with all of the stories on the prison camps and the FEMA camps of 20, 25 years ago, all of the guillotines, now we're building bigger and more badass holding tanks for illegal aliens or facilities. Those aren't holding tanks. Those aren't even going to be joy centers. When you see how the illegal aliens, their term, are being treated, when you see what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, that's you, that's me, that's our children, grandchildren, if we don't stand up and speak up. And I'll leave you, before I turn it right over to you, Doug, with Bonhoeffer's statement. He was martyred for his stand for Jesus Christ. Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. And brother, I don't know if you've ever heard it more deafening, the silence. Silence is more deafening than the loudest rock concert, because the lips are sealed. Well, you know who has sealed lips? Ecuadorian mummies. They actually sew the lips together before they pour the hot sand into the skull, or actually the skin of the skull, and shrink it. So in essence, we have shrinking brain syndrome. We have compassion that does not exist. And we're going along with a lying, bleeping narrative that no longer fits. Oh, it fits the billionaires, all right. And isn't it interesting that Palantir, i.e. Peter Thiel, you're seeing the setup of the total control. You think Minority Report was futuristic? Wait until you just read what they got planned for us in the immediate future, not near future. It's unfolding now. I remember on your show, you're better at dates, 15 years ago, saying the reason why the megacorps went to China, because China had no rules that would have prevented the development of the most advanced spyware on their citizens in the world. And then, of course, they did it. What I would call megalodons of the corporation. That's the biggest shark in history, prehistoric shark. But they have an appetite to consume the American, the American white population. And yes, why is the devil making war on the white population? Well, there are people that have written about it, but I want everyone to recognize something. The elite don't care who they eat. The elite don't care whose necks they put their feet on. This has all been scripted. This is all going by the book. And even in the Middle East, what's real? What's a distortion or a misdirection? How can anybody know except the Lord tells them? And I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're at this point now in history where we're waiting for the other shoe to drop. But guess what? When the shoe drops, it's given us a kick in the butt. And I don't mean that as a joke. Well, that was a kick in the butt. No. It's going to propel us into a series of events that have never been experienced in history before. And all of the, what is it called? I came up with a term. Reality avoidance diseased people, I used to call it disorder. Now it's reality avoidance disease. They will not admit to the facts. I'm not talking about the Republicans only. I'm not talking about the demon rats. There is a pall, in essence, a cloud over the entire United States of America. And I believe a lot of it is due to electronic mind control and the vaccination. And on the record, I said it was a vaccination. Remember that? It wasn't just a vaccination. I know people that died. They were friends of mine because they were convinced that if they didn't take the vaccine, they couldn't feed their family. And I remember having a talk with a couple of them before they passed. I said, did you ever think to ask Jesus what would be smart to do? What? And I used the scripture, woe unto those who lean upon the arm of flesh. So we're being, in essence, channeled like cattle to the slaughter. And so these events that are taking place in all realms, whether it's the economy, whether it's the revelation of aliens, whether it's war in the Middle East, whether it's civil war in the U.S., whether it's war everywhere in Mexico, what's happening down there, it's not going to stay contained. And what is most troubling, Doug, if you had to, and maybe you could do it, I couldn't do it, if I had to name 12 outspoken mouthpieces for truth, who would I name? And I'm going to ask people, who do you name? Well, I know people listen 24/7 with hours of sleep, and that's not me, to talk radio, shows like yours, shows like mine, and they always want more. And in essence, when's enough? Well, I can tell you this, when someone acts wisely and bravely in the face of the most slanderous assault on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for those of us who are believers and followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, to those who are in the puke pits, the pulpits, I'm telling people, you get out of those places if they don't use the name of Jesus, if they don't talk about prophecy, if all they want is their bigger, better, more badass churches. And we're watching the destruction, in my opinion, of the megalopolises that so many of these televangelists have built for themselves. You know, I mean, I know you've heard them. I've heard them. You know, they got to define who has the most jets, and one of them bragging about there's four billionaires besides him, you know, and blah, 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 blah. Yet people go hungry. People are starving. There is no medical attention. People who are making $100,000, I want people to recognize this, who made $100,000 3 years ago probably have the actual earning capacity of $40,000 to $50,000. Well, it's one thing to service debt when you've got $100K, let's say $10,000 a month coming in, or $8,500, whatever it is. It's another thing when your earnings are cut in half because of inflation and everything costs twice as much. So go ahead, Doug.
Wow. Okay, Steve, yeah, so you mentioned a lot of things there, and I was taking notes, and actually both writing and electronic notes, which is very good, so yay me. All right, number one, you start off with the UFO files. 3.5 million files just vanished. If there was ever an argument for paper files, because I'm looking at a pile right over there, and I've got another pile there. This is it. You cannot make 3.5 million paper files, or 3.5 million files, even if they were just simple sheets of paper, vanish that quickly. Because they would weigh, I plugged in the, that's what I was doing there. I plugged in the math. 20 pound paper, about 19,000 pounds, or I'm sorry, yeah, 19,000 pounds. So, you know, it'd be a little hard to just, you couldn't hit a button and make them disappear. You could burn down a warehouse, you could do a lot of things, but you could make it difficult if they were paper files. Which brings me to another point, and that is Palantir surveillance, the surveillance panopticon, but I'll put a pin in that for a second, because I want to address Iran. Steve, it's my view, and I don't know, help me out with this, okay? Because I truly believe, after speaking with, after yesterday's program, for example, weighing all the facts with respect to Iran, if they had a nuclear weapon, I truly, truly, truly believe, before they even announced it, they would use it on Americans. I truly believe, based on my research investigation from to the early 2000s and into the pre-Obama, post 9/11, pre-Obama, and then a little bit during Obama, based on our surveillance of online forums, I do believe we have Iranian sleeper cells in this country ready for activation. I believe, based on the latest forum activity, that many of those people came into this country during Biden, during the Biden regime. And I believe they're prepositioned around very sensitive nuclear facilities, energy facilities, and critical infrastructure and control points, choke points for our traffic. You spoke about that several years ago. Okay. So with upwards of 50,000 Christian victims in Iran, and the fact that the do-nothings in D.C. completely bungled the November 4th, 1979 start of the hostage crisis. They allowed the Ayatollah folks. Look, I remember this vividly. Steve, I know you do too. Okay. Yeah. But I don't know. And I suspect the majority, based on our demographic, the majority of our audience knows this as well. But you approach the average or the moron on the street. Most people are. I'm sorry. They've got no clue. But the fact that nothing of substance was done, even in the wake of Desert One was the operation, the attempted rescue. What a cluster screw that was. And you've got Carter's cabinet, which included Brzezinski, the father of Mika Brzezinski on, you know, Morning Joe, as one of the architects of this New World Order crap. Which brings me to point three. You were talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene and some other people. I'm going to tell you something. All 535 of those schmucks should get the hell out of Washington. Okay? I'm done. They're dead to me. I got no use for any of them. I don't care if it's Rand Paul, Thomas Massie. I watched a congressman during our Butler assassination or the attempted assassination of President Trump. I watched a congressman, big effing deal on the roof, big effing deal, okay, saying, you know, this and that and, you know, playing pretend investigation. While the FBI was, I mean, he was actually on his hands and knees. The only thing missing was the FBI special agent in charge from the Pittsburgh office. Wasn't behind him at the time, you know, without lube, okay, because that's how he was being handled. So with respect to number one, or with respect to working backwards from there, the people in power right now, they're all useless. I would rather take six phone books from Nebraska, from Kansas, from Iowa, you know, from the middle of the country, from the heartland, and pick names and put them in office and say, we're going to start over again. How's that? It's because I'm done with them all. You say you're, you know, political atheist. Yeah.
I'm on record, Doug.
Yeah.
There's no political solution to a spiritual problem. The problem is the salt of the earth, which are followers of Jesus who have repented of their sin, obviously turned from their wicked ways, are reading the word of God and looking for the second coming of Jesus. The salt of the earth has lost its savor. And that's why I titled one of my programs, a special report I sent out, Alert, the Consequences of Silence. Yeah. And the salt has lost its savor. And so the problem is this. When will somebody with the cojones stand up and start saying, unless we repent as a nation? Now, do I believe we will? No. I know 2 Chronicles 7:14 by heart. I was part of that movement when Jimmy and Carol Webb went across the country, If My People. And I believe that was 52 years ago, 52 years ago, half century. And that was one of the outcomes of the Jesus movement, calling people into national repentance. And I see the dependence on false doctrine multiplying. You know, I think it's problematic that when Jesus said there'll be many false Christs, I mean, there's more false Christs, people claiming to be prophets and prophetesses, than the real ones. And one of the most real ones, in my opinion, was Benjamin Faircloth. He fought the good fight of faith, and now he's with Jesus. I thought about that. He's with Greg. He's with, you know, Russ. He's with all my friends, you know, and he's one of them too. And the thing is that that's not excluding you or people that are still alive, but the same people that were important in your life, Doug, in my life, they're with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Benjamin Faircloth, if you were blessed enough to listen to his prophecies at the beginning of the ministry, when I was first made aware of him, every single Sunday, he had a word from the Lord. And it wasn't flakacy. Flakacy is my new term for flaky prophecy, okay? It was the real thing. And I tell people, unfortunately, we turned to a bunch of cereal flakes, okay? You know, I wish it was a dandruff remover. And then if you know anything about cereal that's in a box, it's the most genetically modified goop in the world. And yet in Bozeman, we have stores that have giant cereal box sales. And people are bringing their kids in and buying 10 boxes of Crappios, I'll just call them that, you know, a famous name. Or I'm just trying to be clever here, Fruit Goops. You know, stuff that is just not fit for human consumption. And now, once again, the news is recycling on Pepsi and Coke using human embryo enhancements. Look, I remember you and I doing shows on, I think it was called Seminex, S-E-M-O-N-Y-X, somewhere.
Or Seminex, I think, or something like that. Yeah.
Yep. And you know, we were hitting it. Well, I don't believe it. I don't taste people in my Coca-Cola. And that's why the F word was invented, because I'm sorry, there's probably more reasons than that. But the point is that what people don't know is killing them. But if they won't stand up for the truth, you know what? They'll be sucked in by the world of lies. Unfortunately, we're there right now. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm just cranked up again tonight, Steve. So if I attempt to overtalk you, just slap me. Okay. We're in this position right now, in my particular opinion, because we, that collective or the royal we, failed, or maybe not the right, but whatever. We as a nation, as a people, did not force the people who represent us or were supposed to represent us in government to do the things that needed to be done. Now we are suffering from just a shit storm case of whiplash. Okay. Because for the last, however many years, you know, we've been getting it up the backside. By the globalists, by the people infiltrating our government. While everyone stood around, you know, holding their Johnson, and I'm sorry, okay? No, I'm not sorry. You know, holding all these, going, hey, watching it happen, and they're okay. So, meanwhile, we are feeding our children, okay? They're feeding their children, you know, the poisoned Fruit Loops and taking them to McDonald's for their daily dose of human DNA, right? You know, and listening to us, laughing at us, by the way, saying that, oh, that those are conspiracy theorists. Well, when you look at the landscape, how did that age? All of that, all of your accusations, you punks, it didn't age well. Which brings me back to my question, which brings me back to something. One more thing you mentioned, too, about illegals. We allowed the leadership to to let in the last, during the last regime, potato head, that piece of crap, with Mayorkas. And by the way, as anyone, maybe Mayorkas should be on the side of a milk carton. Oh, that's right. We don't do that anymore with kids. I wonder why. But Mayorkas is missing in action. Mayorkas should be hanging from a lamppost after trial and conviction for treason in Washington, D.C. But you know what? Here's what I realized finally. And you, Steve, you can say this too. I told you, Doug, because I was looking for, accountability. And I would talk you into, I would go off air. I'd be saying, hey, Steve, you know what? Accountability is coming. Trust me. And you'd be saying, Doug, you know, no, it ain't coming. Not coming. You're right. But you know what? Here we are. Oh, and I'm going to toss this in too. You had also mentioned as well, people listening to shows like ours and other shows. You know what? I am so sick and friggin' tired of talk radio, podcasts, broadcasts. I'm so sick and tired of these influencers. I'm so sick and tired of the drama. I happened to accidentally hear Mark Levin bitching about Tucker Carlson today. I happened to hear somebody else bitching about somebody else. Would you cut the crap already? Shut the F up. Bongino. Okay, dropping, you know, look. You know what? Look, I can't explain it. The guy goes into the FBI, supposedly going to change shit, claims he changed shit, comes out and the FBI is still shit. Okay. So what has he done? So he gets his radio, he gets back on his radio show and it's still flapping his gums. You know what? He's dead to me. They're all dead to me. That's where I'm at, Steve.
Well, and I got to admit that, you know, I think people don't recognize what it's like to be a decade on talk radio. And I'm talking talk radio, obviously we're podcasting, let alone 2 decades on talk radio, let alone 3 decades on talk radio. Because at the end of the day, Doug, your words and my words only matter to those who will listen and act. One of the things that frosts my cake, by the way, I'm a horrible baker, but at least I can buy canned frosting, is the fact that people want you to do it. They want me to do it. They want us to do it. And even the fighting that's going on in the world behind the scenes that people don't want to address. I mean, some of the biggest talk show hosts in the world are sanctioning the truth or yes. giving me veiled threats. I better not do this film. I better not do that. And not, you know, and by the way, I've broken off contact with him and I've broken off contact with the number two guys. Now, let me deal with Bongino. Bongino and all these guys, they go in, they're going to change everything. But look at Pam Bondi. You know, I call her Pam Bondage because all of her, I would say this, the MK Ultracated responses. And if you don't understand what I mean there, ladies and gentlemen, MK Ultracated and why she went off script and went talking about, asked direct questions, went into some kind of what I would call safety mode when her multiple personalities started having issues. Same thing with Erica Kirk. Now, look, I'm no fan of Erica Kirk. I didn't know who Charlie Kirk was. I got to plead ignorance until the day he was assassinated. My first response was I'd look at his security team and I'd look at who is pulling the strings. And within, I think it was, you would know better than this, with 2 to 3 hours, it was really quick. Netanyahu said, I didn't order him killed. I didn't order him killed. Well, no one accused you of ordering killed, but why would he say that? Okay, why exactly. Would you say that? And so, look, you're the crime scene investigator, and we all know that's not an OT6. Good night. Anybody who's ever hunted knows what a 30-06 will do to a deer or an elk or, you know, large game animals. And so that was a false narrative. Yet and I knew this was false because, look, I've been in firearms, you know, the business for 50 years. I had my first FFL 50 years ago. I had shooting ranges. And you know, I mean, I had a lot of fun making a lot of noise. Unfortunately, my ears paid for it. But the point is that ballistics are ballistics. And, you know, it's not a mystical undertaking to know, look, with the amount of blood splatter evidence, that's your specialty, and we know the story. You've told it. You know, I've told your story. But it doesn't add up. And I'll take everybody to the most famous evil man I ever knew, an assassin for a three-letter agency. He said, remember, Steve, when it doesn't add up, we're the ones making it not add up. So, you know, some people call them, what is it, fox or rabbit trails or whatever, you know. But all you've got to see is the rabbits and the mink in the House of Representatives and the Senate. We're talking about some of the most evil, as revealed in the Epstein files, some of the most hideous men and women drinking the blood of children. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. No, it's not. Of eating children. Well, Hollywood openly bragged about it, wink, wink, you know, and with famous rock stars saying that human flesh is the sweetest meat there is. You can look that one up on the internet. The point is, or serve Satan. That's where the fun is. That's a famous, used to be a state female actress who was a wholesome actress. Man, did she take off her wholesomeness and go wacky. So Christianity is lost its savor. It's lost its light. Jesus is the light of the world. And I'm telling everybody, if you go to a church or what I would call a cesspool of false theology, and you have a chicken manure pastor that will not preach about Jesus, will not preach about the second coming, will not teach repentance, will not teach prophecy, get away because your eternal life depends upon it. Church for church's sake, good night. You might as well go out and buy a fifth of tequila. I'd say drink responsibly, you know. But you know, and I'm, for the record, I'm kidding. You know, I buy my tequila by the gallon. I don't have tequila. I have fresh water. I love hydrogen and oxygen placed together in God's creative combination. The point is that we've lost our way, ladies and gentlemen, and the salt has lost its savor. And whether you want to admit, and I'm saying this to everyone, America, in my opinion, is Mystery Babylon. You can go on and look up the book. It's online by Richard Coombs, America, the Babylon, gives 200 reasons why it is. And it's not BS. I hate the lies that are coming out of the Offense Department.
No, it's not. That's a war. Let's get. It's a War Department, which, by the way, the name change, in my view, fits. And Steve, and folks, for as long as I've known Steve Quayle and been around Steve Quayle, in fact, the Green Room in Branson, I got to tell you, now I know why they call it the Green Room, because it just dawned on me, the green walls. Okay. Anyway, I've never seen you with anything except water. The hardest maybe is juice or soft drink, but water. But anyway, where I was going with that, Steve, was, you mentioned the Charlie Kirk, the Erica Kirk thing. You know something, Steve, if you can just humor me and maybe indulge me and answer. Look, this doesn't make sense. Okay, nothing about the Kirk murder, the Kirk assassination, and words matter here, makes sense. However, and this is my however, it doesn't seem convenient that the current discourse on social media right now, the current discourse between those in favor of Erica Kirk and TPUSA and those in favor of Camp Candace, again, just saying, identifying the players here. The only benefactors from this whole thing, not Charlie Kirk, I met Charlie Kirk briefly. I mean, a little bit. I spoke with him. Nice young man. But you know, he was special. He had a gift, and that gift was a gift of communication relating to younger people. He was 100%. He was like a nuclear bomb to the deep state. So, Steve, the only benefactors of what's going on right now are those who wanted to shut but couldn't shut Charlie Kirk up and TPUSA up. they couldn't stop the anti-indoctrination crowd. So the only people who are benefiting by this bullshit, and that's exactly, I mean, I got words for what's going on right now that I dare not say. But you know, we need the truth, but not this way. I don't know.
Yeah, but look, here's what I think, you know, people have got to understand. And the amount of, when I heard Ben Shapiro, remember how I said it, Shapiro, talking about, you know, he would maybe end up being the head of TPUSA. By the way, in my book, that stands for Toilet Paper USA, you know. And the announcement from Netanyahu that obviously he didn't order the hit. But then all of the ties into the intelligence community with Erica Kirk and her parents. And I actually watched those videos. God bless. Listen, I'm a Candace Owen fan. I know not everybody likes her. I like her because she hits the head on the nail. That's my own personal opinion. And the thing that is astonishing to me is the fact that from everything from the removal of her married photo to the actions after Turning Point USA was turning big bucks, okay? When you're in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and it was turning into, by the way, a lot of gay men were involved in that. And the point that I'm trying to make is when I saw the way Charlie Kirk's, the instant replay of them grabbing his body like a piece of meat and just taking it to the Suburban or whatever, every single one of those guys was an intelligence agent. Every single one of them. Number one, look at their shoes. Number two, yeah, I pay attention to shoes. Number two, look at the trousers. Number three, look at the hairdo. Number four, look at the rush to get him away from anybody to being able to see his body or to know, hey, this isn't a 30-06. Then the thing that threw it off, I saw the 30-06 or the rifle they said was what the sniper used. That's a piece of crap rifle. Even the scope wasn't mounted with the right IRIP leaf. I said, that's fake. It's a setup. It's a throwaway gun, you know? And so the whole thing was designed, in my opinion, because Charlie Kirk, according to Candace Owens and others, was wanting to distance himself from Israel, okay? That's what is on record. And for the record, everyone, Erica Kirk is considered by Egyptian intelligence to be a prime Israeli intel agent, okay? That's from Egyptian intel. Her own mouth said, I don't understand why everywhere I go, if I'm in the air in my jet, her jet, you know, the Egyptians are following me. When I land, the Egyptians are surveilling me. Guess why? And so, you know, when you've got that much activity, and what happened to the kids? Where are your kids, you know?
Okay, that, of all the things, I really want to know the answer to that question. But you know what, Steve, everything you mentioned, look, I agree with everything you mentioned. But if I zoom the lens out a little bit, and I'm looking at what's taking place across the landscape, all the energy that went into fighting the indoctrination, you know, centers, all the energy that went into fighting the deep state globalist perverse FU agenda, you know, all of that is it's shattered. It's in the wind. The momentum that was created by the man, Charlie Kirk, it's gone. Okay. It's gone. Like Charlie Kirk, gone. Okay. So look, we know the story stinks, but again, pulling the lens back, hey, one shot or one, you know, one shot. Okay. Regardless of what it was or where it was from, was able to not just silence Charlie Kirk, destroy that organization, stop the momentum.
Yes. So,
yeah, okay. I mean, the destruction that is happening right now to me is untenable. It's unforgivable. Stop it. Okay. But do not stop searching for answers. Don't stop searching for the truth. But you know what? That's all I'm going to say. We need the truth. But you know, I suspect we're going to get the truth. Never. That's what I suspect.
I agree with you. So there is no truth. because Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. And so I'm so furious at the evangelifish. I'm so furious at the Mike Huckabees that, you know, that are coming on. Now, look, I'll make it clear. Any spirit, this is John the Revelator. This is John talking in the book of John. You know, any spirit that denies Jesus Christ is Lord is a spirit of Antichrist. Well, what happens when you have a whole nation that's doing that? Okay. And what I want people to understand is that, look, we watched the most hideous bombing of men, women, I mean, little children in the Gaza Strip and everything else. And I find it interesting that they that always claimed the Holocaust, they were making statements even more profane than Hitler made. And we know where Hitler went. But the point is with the destruction of people. How is it that they who are persecuted now become the persecutors? And you mentioned leaven. Well, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And I saw his statements concerning Jesus, and it frosted my cake. I had to switch from vanilla frosting to chocolate frosting. And, you know, it is infuriating. And when I saw Tucker dealing with Huckabee, and that was a setup, in my opinion, to get Tucker over there, meaning over to Israel, and Huckabee said, don't talk about me, come talk to me. I thought the answers that Huckabee gave to Tucker were pathetic, historically inaccurate, and I would say this, disgustingly, what's the word I want? Disgustingly a false narrative. You know, in essence, the bottom line is Israel has a right to go retain and regain all the biblical lands. Now, I believe in Israel, the Israel of God, okay? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob's name became Israel. The promise in Genesis to Abraham is, Abraham, go out and let me show you, I'm paraphrasing, look at the sky. If you can number the numbers of stars, that's how many your descendants will be. In thee will all the nations of the earth be blessed. Well, that doesn't just hit 6 million people in a little sliver of land, which is not related at all to the biblical, the northern and southern kingdom. So, and can I say something? I thought, Lord, am I just so out of sync? There's a lot of critics that would say that, but wanting to turn the Gaza Strip and Gaza beaches into a Trump resort? And ladies and gentlemen, you're watching Gavin Gruesome Newsom, you know, the whole burning out and burning down of, you know, some of the most prime real estate on the West Coast was all a set deal. It was a setup from Karen Bass, the Marxist mayor, to Gruesome Newsom and the inability to fill the fire ponds. And then, correct me, Doug, but I think because there weren't funds appropriated, I think L.A. Fire Department. Look, I knew guys from L.A. Fire Department that moved to Montana. God bless them, too, are pretty good friends of mine. And the thing is that those guys had testicles, okay? And they were brave, but they came to the point where the red tape was too much, so they took their retirement and came to Montana. And what's interesting to me is that 100 vehicles were in the shop to be fixed and not any money appropriated. This whole thing was a freaking setup from the beginning. Maui was a freaking setup from the beginning. I said and I said and I said and I haven't been faithful to my word in saying, where are the children of Maui trafficked around the world? Where Amen. Are the children of Maui? And so when yes. I hear sniveling dribble mucus bots, there's a new term for you, mucus bots, they don't care about the kids, 350,000 of them disappearing. They don't care about, you know, humans taking children and eating them in all forms of manner. And even Anonymous said, I just saw their posting, when they released this stuff, they said some of it's tough to take. And so when you see the Molochian temple that was on Epstein Island and the sacrificial altar in the middle of it and little Vestal virgins that are 12 years old dressed in tutus, I mean, God help us. Actually, when I say God help us, God's people help by standing up against it. But Doug, and I'm sorry to have to say this, there's nothing I can do or you can do but to speak to the few that will have ears. The few
you
that
know,
will
Steve, and I thank you so much for saying that. And you know, you really are one of the, I could probably count six people that I know. One that I know very well, two that I know very well, you included, that have spoken like that, because I see a spiritual blindness among Christians right now, where they will argue over the positioning of pews in a church, okay, to the death, but they will not stand for the name of Jesus Christ, or they will not stand. The infighting among Christians is just mind blowing and mind bending. And then you have the Christian cowards and eunuchs. You know, I did a show when you were in your absence, and we showed some of our finds during the time when we were conducting online surveillance and actual physical surveillance of the Islamic terrorist threat inside the U.S. And a couple of the images, I mean, the program was a little bit dark. And then of course, we did a show on the child trafficking on Pizzagate. Kind of a little, we touched on that. But, you know, I got some really interesting emails saying, look, I'm a Christian, but that's too dark. That's too dark. You know, so here's what I see, Steve. Most of the Christians are, the men are eunuchs. They're cuckolds. Shakespearean cuckolds, okay, for their, you know, with respect to their faith.
Yeah, the la castrata, the castrated ones.
Exactly. So, you know, we are to, in my view, as Christians, we are not to bow or to curl up in a fetal position or say, well, you know, I really prefer not to discuss this because it's too dark. Well, you know what? We have to confront evil. We were appointed. I believe we were appointed in this life. Maybe not everybody. Well, everybody was appointed to confront evil. Now, others were appointed to fight evil, and I think we're among those. And if you're capable and you're a Christian and you have your spiritual blind or your spiritual goggles on, if you're right with Jesus, and you better be out in the front lines. If you're not, then you're a coward and you're not fulfilling your duty. But you know, we lack that, those Christian men, specifically Christian men. You called this out since day one. Yep. Since the first time I met you.
And I even gave the scripture. In the Old Testament, anybody who was a eunuch was not allowed to enter into the congregation of the Lord, you know? I mean, and there were eunuchs, but the point being is, ladies and gentlemen, where are the Davids? I pray this way at night. I pray, Lord, where are your Elijahs? I said, Lord, where are your Elishas? Lord, where are the people that will confront the king and say, you're lying? You're lying. And by the way, as you and I are on today, whatever today is, I know it's someday in February. What is it, 26th or whatever?
26th.
Yep. North Korea made a threat to just use their nuclear warheads on Guam if the United States attacks Israel.
Man, that might cause Guam to tip over.
If the United States and Israel attack Iran, I have to backpedal on that because of.
So, do you think that little short Chia Pet leader of North Korea's got the balls to do that, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. And let me tell you something about that quote. All the terms used to, most people don't understand. He has a degree in nuclear physics. He went to a European, very fancy, college, university. He was a star student and he went under an assumed name, but he's not the little, he's not a saber rattler. He's a doer. I just got a text in from Peoples, and I asked him this. Can he make good on the threat? Absolutely. He can hit the USA. So now let's bring Japan into the fold. The United States turned on Japan with such a, I can't say that word. I'm trying to guard my mouth, everyone. I understand I have issues. Good night. But the thing is that Where is the sanity gone? Doug, as we're on the air, China is divests itself almost all of its U.S. dollar holdings. Russia was smart. They were the first ones to do it. And Russia has no foreign debt. They paid their debts back. What do? We float more paper. You know what that's called in the world of counterfeiting? Bunko, I think. It's one of the definitions.
Bunko's 100%. Yeah. Yep.
Yep. And so now, ladies and gentlemen, again, Operation Sandman was given the name because the Arab nations hold more liar's paper, T-bills, T-bonds, and T-notes. And some of these things have like $100 million face values. And I'm told there are warehouses full of them, okay? So after January 1st, Saudi Arabia and the other OPEC nations, oil, petroleum export countries, said they won't take U.S. paper for anything anymore. If the United States wants oil, as they say in Texas, oil, as they say in Montana, you know, they have to pay with commodity-based funding, whether it's gold, silver, platinum, palladium, rare earths, or even a bag of wheat has an international value. Food has the most value in the world when you're starving. And what's going to happen? The American starvation nation is underway. I see, and God, it breaks my heart. I see people who are weeping, mothers that can't feed their children. I'm talking about working mothers. I'm not talking about, you know, what they call those people that are on the government boat. They call them whatever, benefit queens or whatever. But I see honest, hardworking men, hanging their heads in shame because they're the breadwinners. They want to protect their family. And so what I'm telling everybody is if I've said anything, I was too weak in saying it. I wish I could have been stronger. I could have, should have, would have. Yeah, I know, but I did at least. And Jesus tells a parable. The master asked someone to go and do something. The guy that he asked first says, yeah, I'll do it. And he doesn't do it. The guy he asked second, I'm paraphrasing, said, no, I don't want to do it, but I'll do it. And Jesus said, who did the work of the master? Well, you know, look, it's tough to come up against God's people. Now, when I hear that, what you just told me, you know, I'm going to have to wear seat belts, like my 5-point racing harness, strap me up from the base, you know, strap me in from the waist, harnesses, you know, because I am so disgusted with weasel words, with puke sermons, with, you know, all of the soulish, meaning appealing to your mind, your will, you know, like emotions. You want to feel good. There's a guy, and I knew his name. I mentioned him during the Super Bowl, that kicked the Bible across the stage, okay? And kicked the Bible, Super Bowl Sunday.
During the halftime show?
He was a pastor in a service because it was Super Bowl Sunday. I think 30,000 people in his congregation, and he drop kicks the word of God. You know what my first thought was?
Yeah, drop kick his ass.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, he's going to have his ass drop kicked into hell. Oh, you can't judge. Yes, I can. God's word says he esteems his word above his name, you know? And I believe that everybody that watches the Super Bowl halftime shows comes under a supernatural umbrella of evil. You can't unsee that stuff. And words have meaning. And, you know, I don't care if it's Lady Gaga or Katy Perry. I don't care who it is. Or, you know, Bad Bunny. Well, you know, he certainly isn't the Easter Bunny. And the point being is that the NFL halftime shows become darker and darker and darker. And the head of the NFL, remember, he's a guy that forbid his preacher, players in the different teams to give glory to God. Well, do you want to bet where he's at in the scope of things? The attack on Christians is increasing worldwide. We're on the devil's time. And here's, Doug, maybe something that'll help you. It's helping me. We know that the devil knows he has but a short time. So he's got to kick his hate for the world, hate for Christians, hate for God's creation. He's got to kick it into high gear. because it says, woe unto inhabitants of the earth, for the devil has come down among you having great wrath, because he knows his time is short. In other words, he saw his beginning, he sees his end, and he's going to take as many with him as possible. And so, you know, again, I can only tell people, you get the Glyph Report. The Glyph Report tells us what's going to go on. And right now, I'll give everybody a heads up. The latest one, not the one that was just sent out a couple days ago, but the latest one, I can tell you the most focused evil entities, and they're in the Book of Enoch. And if people don't know the fallen angels of the Book of Enoch, go look at them, because they're showing up in our Glyph Reports, are focusing on the destruction of the United States to provoke the U.S. to get into a nuclear war with not only Iran, but Russia and China. Ladies and gentlemen, the technology matters. We have aircraft carriers that cost billions and billions. They don't have flush toilets that work. That's I think it's important. Meanwhile, Washington, D.C., the Potomac is filled with human sewage. And it stinketh, I thinketh. You know, and again, I think, Doug, these are prophetic indications that, look, you know, you don't see what's happening. You know, we don't even maintain our submarine fleet. Russia's got Belgorod. They've got, and when I tell this, it's the truth. I don't believe anybody has tried harder to avoid nuclear war than President Putin. I don't. I've yet to see President Putin call names. I've yet to see him make threats. He's demonstrated his weapon systems. And yet right now, the story today is that Britain and France are going to give Ukraine a nuclear weapon. Did you see that story?
No, and thankfully, no. You know what? I have an embargo at the moment. I'm living like a monk the last 24 hours. Okay. From news that is, because, but do tell, please.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. That's my calling. You know, I mean, when people ask me the golden question, I say, I will refrain from answering you because, well, what do you think, Steve, is really going on? No, it's not what I think is going on, but they don't want me to reinforce what they see. But as long as they whistle past a graveyard, you know, I say, you know what happens when you're whistling past a graveyard and looking all around? You miss the latest pit that they're going to put, what do you call it, the hole, the grave, that they're going to put a new casket into. So as you whistle by, can you imagine that someone's going, you know, I don't think so. And all of a sudden they find a grave site that's been freshly dug, because pretty soon, dug, D-U-G, as you know, pretty soon there's going to be a human being that was once alive in a coffin. And so when they whistle past the graveyard, I'm telling everybody, look, don't ask me what I know. Ask me what you need to know. And if I tell you what you need to know, will you act upon it? And you know what? Sometimes I get the answer. Well, no, that make me a target. So when I get anonymous, I will not respond to anybody who's an anonymous poster. You know, they want to give me specific words, and they use the chicken manure. Listen, that's why I came up with the term, a bunch of flustered clucks, okay? They flap their wings and flack their lips, but they'll never stand up, and they don't want to, they're worried, okay? Look, and I'm saying, look at the headlines, look at the hell lines, look at what's going on. We're in big trouble, everyone. And then if you watch how many people are married to this, by the way, isn't angelic. This is just, I got to get back to where people can see it. But, you know, one of our sponsors, our main sponsor, Tina Blanco, the satellite phone store and the Escape Zone company, they came out with this hoodie, and I want to show people this because I don't always have my Faraday bag handy, but this is a very cool hoodie because it has two EMF pockets and one EMG pocket. The difference is if you put your cell phone in an EMG pocket, you can't be tracked. If you put it in an EMF pocket, you can still have phone calls or an EMF, electromagnetic frequency. And what's important, if you have car keys and you have an electronic key fob, by the way, I have now developed a new, protocol. If I see anybody, if I park, I try and park away from everybody else, and I now drive around in circles, okay? I drive, honestly, in a parking lot, you know? I mean,
I can see that, yeah.
But again, I want people to understand this. These are available from Escape Zone, and I want to show you the cool pockets on it.
In all honesty, Steve, today I was wearing that all day up until about 7:30.
Well, I just got the right size because I had been sent, forgive me, I'd been sent, Doug, an extra large, and I lost a lot of weight. And so this is the EMP pocket and then the EMG pockets. I mean, this is an amazing thing. It's a high quality. The EMF pockets are over here. I just want to make sure people can see the EMF. And these are on Escape Zone. They sell out of these usually after one broadcast. And I know Tina gets there. Thank you so much, Eric. That's better than me trying to act like, you know, a flipper with all the stuff. But they're very, very cool. They're stylish. I want to have pockets for everything, okay? Seriously. I want pockets that hold magazines, and I'm not talking about publications. I want pockets that I can put my cell phone in and not be tracked, whacked, and stacked. But look, every voice, I want to say something too. People think that burner phones, those are the ones that you can buy and, you know, they're throwaway phones. Everybody who's ever spoken on a telephone, their voice is voice printed. Okay? Everyone. The massive data centers. So, and you can't pretend like you're, any of the famous comedians and get away with it. The only way you could do it is with basically a machine that could change your voice, but everybody has micro tremors, and it's important that people understand that there's no safe way to talk on a telephone. None. And there's no safe way. That's why we want people to get satellite phones. And if you don't know anybody to call on a satellite phone, you don't need one, okay? But for those who want to stay informed, you know, sat123.com, there's some great deals. And again, I hear this all the time. Well, I bought one and I don't have anybody to call. Well, you'll want to have information, and the way to have information, look, you can go and look at the BBC's phone numbers. You can look at around the world. We'll go into a total information lockdown in the United States. Mark my words, you will see the day when Alex Jones will be off. Mike Adams will be off. Doug, you'll be off. I'll be off. Anybody, but Bongino will stay on. You know, again, anybody who has been provocative, trying to wait. And I've had people who are globalists, Satanists, and Illuminists email me over the years and going, you don't get it. You don't effing get it, do you, Quayle? You know, you can tell and you can warn the people, but how do you think we look at them? We look at them as sheeple, okay? So in essence, they're saying to me, and they have said in these terms, you know, fine, waste your breath, waste your life, but understand there's nothing you can do. And my answer usually is, you're correct, but greater is he that's in me, Jesus, than those of you who are in the world. And we're into pure Satanism. And ladies and gentlemen, woe unto the nation that forgets God. Woe unto the nation that forgets God. The hardest thing that I have to tell anybody, and they, you know, even fellow talk show hosts mock me, you know, well, let's see where they're mocking when their tongue melts in their mouth. And I'm not talking M&Ms and not in their hands. Now, Zechariah 14:12. This is a plague that the Lord will strike the nations in those days. You know, their tongue will melt in the mouth, you know. It's important that people recognize that, yes, you can do everything you can do, but you got to trust God. I got to trust God. Seriously, Doug, I know you well enough. You know me well enough. But some days you don't even get reason to want to get out of bed because you know what the day will bring. Is that accurate?
You know, that is more than accurate. And folks, I'm sure you can relate to this. And Steve, I'm not sure you ever get into that REM sleep enough to appreciate this, but folks, to me, let's say I have a normal night's sleep, which is rare. You know that maybe 15 to 30, or maybe we could stretch it to 45 or 50 seconds of time when you first wake up, before everything, you know, floods into your brain. That's the greatest time in my view. That's the greatest time of existence, because that little bit of time right before you remember, oh, wow, yeah, this is going on, that's going on, you know, oh, yes, it's, for example, it's Thursday. Really all of life's, events flood into your brain. But right before that, boy, you know what I'm talking about, folks? I don't know. Steve, you know what I mean?
Of course I do.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, when I get sleep, and I know all of the studies on it, I know what it's like to fall asleep. Look, I don't even remember the keyboard on my computer or on a typewriter, but I can look at my forehead because, you know, if it had raised, then it'd be Q-W-E-R-T right there. I mean, I go down like that. The other day, I was getting ready to do my program, and I nodded off, okay? I nodded off. And someone says, well, you worry too much. No, it's not a question of worrying, but it's a question of circadian rhythms. It's a question of all of your biorhythms. It's a question of time. And when you don't sleep, you guys, you know, I've tried all the stupid stuff that's supposed to help you sleep, even down to peptides that are supposed to help you to sleep. And I've got to say this. The amount of concern worldwide when everybody else is sleeping, normally who have normal sleep habits, I'm in contact with people in Asia. I am. I'm in contact with people in, I'll just say this, countries that most people don't even know exist. So that's not bragging. It's warning, because I know the scripture, watchmen, give your eyes no rest. I said, well, God, can I have a little rest? I've been watching for a long time. And I know the scripture. You know, you'll lie down and your sleep will be sweet. Or, you know, he giveth his beloved rest. But, you know, again, I know people that are now being attacked in their sleep at night by evil entities. So I'd encourage everybody, before you go to sleep tonight, just put your hands on your head and say, Lord, I put on this helmet of salvation. On your heart, I put on the breastplate of righteousness. On your loins, the reason the loins are important, gird your loins with truth. That gives you the ability to reproduce, you know, people that will have transformational encounters in their life with Jesus Christ. My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And, you know, I love Greg Evenson's position, and, you know, take the sword of the spirit, but make sure your 45, in my case is 40, is at hand, and the sword of the spirit. Now, I can't fight evil spirits with firepower, but I can fight them with the weapons that God gives us, and there's power in the blood of Jesus. Cover yourselves with the power of the blood of Jesus, because men's hearts are already failing them for looking after for fear for looking after those things coming upon the earth. And Doug, I don't know if you've done it, and we do this, you guys, back and forth, so I'll give you an example of our conversation. What happens? What do you do, Doug Hagman? What do I do, Steve Quayle? Day one, when there's no more access to the podcast, no more access to the broadcast, people going, well, what? Our job is to present everyone to Jesus Christ. It's not to take their hand and say, follow us, we follow Jesus. It's follow Jesus as we follow Jesus, not follow us. Now, Paul could say that. I couldn't. You know, I would never say that. For the record, never have, never will. But it's interesting to me that, like, when you wake up in the morning, you know, and when I wake up from sleep, I'll go to sleep sometimes at 4:30 in the morning, wake up at 6:30 in the morning. You know, all those thoughts flood your mind. And some people are really good at compartmentalizing, you know. Well, I'm not one of those people. And somebody said, well, can't you ever stay linear? I said, nope, haven't for 74 years, probably won't for another five if I'm around that long.
You know? I don't want you linear. That's when you become linear, Steve, I'm going to have to check to see if hell froze over or if something happened, because to me, you're intellectual.
You and I know that we talk about this. What have people done with all that we've warned them with?
Yeah.
What we've informed them with? And, you know, I know you miss Russ. I know I miss Russ. I miss him with all my heart. And I miss Benjamin Faircloth, you know. I was praying for Benjamin at night because I didn't sleep, and he would text me in the middle of the night. And I was claiming, God, keep him around, keep him around. And I don't have answers for when I pray for people and they die. It's just that people want to go, to be, Lord, give me a call and I'll pray, you know. But the point is that I've seen real miracles, not hokey miracles. Oh, I had a headache and I prayed and God took it away, you know? Well, or, oh, I'm having my period and it's just so tough. Well, you need bioidentical hormones. I'm not a doctor, but, you know, like Dr. Williams, that's her. But there are answers. But the time is now upon us that we are going to not be able to have answers in ourselves. We're not going to be able to make it. We won't even be fed. Because of Christians, and I went on your show for 2 years, last 2 years, probably 25 and 2024, warning people about the food that was being taken out of circulation from Costco, food being moved to the giant food warehouses that are square miles underground. And now, you know, that we're going to war, so the food is going to be first and foremost for the military. What happens? And this is what's interesting. Somebody says, well, when you put the red screen up, I won't have to. If you hear the first missile is fired from Iran, if you hear the first missile is fired from Israel, or the bombs go, you know that's your go signal, okay? And I can't tell people what to do, nor would I ever. But if I'm warning someone and God's spoken to them, and this is a really important point in life, never take a third party, no matter how special you think they are, to go and do something if God hasn't spoken to your heart first.
Oh, amen.
You're safe with Scripture to ask the Lord to confirm it through others. But if you look to men to initiate a leading for you, well, like somebody once asked me, well, what should I do, Brother Quayle? I said, number one, quit calling me that. And number two, get on your knees and ask him. Or I love this. This is truly worth spending time on. Well, has the Lord spoken to me about you? Has the Lord spoken to you, Steve, about me? I said, well, no, quite candidly, and I don't even know who you are. You know? And it is insanity, because everybody wants everybody else to do their thinking for them, and hence my term, reality avoidance disease. I thought it was disorder, Doug, and that's how it was rad. It used to be that, but no, any longer. It's a disease. To confront what's really going on is too painful. It's too evil. It's too overwhelming. And Eric, I want you to put, if you would, the missile story about, Persia, Iran buying the Chinese anti-ship missiles. Thank you.
And no. Steve, before you get into that, I just want to your last point about your presence and your message. I just want to say, and I want to thank the people listening live on X, because we're also broadcasting on X. I don't know how the hell we do that, but we do. Thanks, Eric, the tech. So anyway, forgive me if I mispronounce this, Makita, mother of two veterans, grandmother of three. And a Christian woman, obviously, writes, Steve, I've listened to you since the 1990s on Coast to Coast. And that's where I first heard Steve Quayle, folks. Anyway, you have helped guide me all along the way. You have helped more people than you know. And you know what, Steve? It makes me smile when I get messages like that, and I've got so many recently. That and the second thing, huge comment or most popular comment is people are flipping out. They love your shirt. I'm going to end there. Go ahead, sir.
Can I tell you about this shirt?
Please.
And I really thank you for those of you who identify it. Yellowstone National Park has been my passion for 54 years. I graduated from film school as a still photographer and a motion picture producer. But in Montana in those days, still photography was easier than hanging and hauling around Aeroflexes. And those of you who are cinematographers will understand A and B rolling and editing, splicing film together. So the reason I love this shirt, my wife said, "Man, you got every color." I said, "Well, no, but I got a good start on Yellowstone," and I call Yellowstone God's palette of creation, okay? And this was a reminder to me to basically appreciate every color. And by the way, I don't know how many, these are all numbered, and they sync up and link up with the Munsell color chart. And when somebody says red, you know how many reds there are, or blue or pink? So thank those of you who like my shirt. I like my shirt, but it was also a reminder that to tell everybody about Yellowstone.
Please.
Up and below. It's a great film. And what's surprising is it's this. You could never in your life see what I was blessed to see, what I presented in the movie. It's not bragging. It's just, what do you do with 54 years of your life if you love photography, moving into cinematography, and God gives you friends with helicopters, and I'm just blessed to be able to buy the camera. The camera was, you know, I won't brag. It's not bragging, but it's the most expensive aerial camera platform in the world, okay? And the even our screens can't reproduce 8K, okay? We have to just throttle everything down to 4K. But we're excited about the film because, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to Yellowstone Park now, you'll have a four-hour wait to go from Madison Junction to Old Faithful some days because there's so many people. And what's playing right now in the background, and, you know, Doug, do you mind if we just play this trailer?
No. And you know what, folks? Do yourself a favor. Download Yellowstone, DVD, download, whatever. Just do it because it's like you're there. You've never seen it. Like, yeah, I'll tell you what. I was there, okay? I was looking for Yogi, but you know, found out it was the wrong park. Okay, Jellystone, not Yellowstone. Anyway, but you'll never, I mean, you, oh, man. That's so please, yeah, go ahead. And so we'll do it now, right? Play the.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
Is a Yellowstone National Park is a land of extremes, part of an ancient story written in stone and fire. Here, beauty intersects with origin. Extremophile microbes thrive in hostile environments where life should fail. Scientists study organisms that could survive on Jupiter's frozen moons. Life that has altered the course of science, opening new paths in genetics, medicine, and astrobiology. Yellowstone's real secrets and beauty lie beyond the boardwalks. This is a Yellowstone few will ever see. A Yellowstone hidden from view, beneath the surface, and beyond horizons. For more than half a century, Steve Quayle has sought out this Yellowstone, not as a tourist, but as an explorer, a witness, a keeper of secrets the park rarely shares. He has created a time capsule for future generations by documenting Yellowstone through state-of-the-art aerial film, stunning photography, and endless exploration. Limited access, rising costs, and reservation systems will prevent millions from witnessing the real Yellowstone in person. The window to see it, as nobody ever has and never will again, is now. It is an adventure across thresholds, surface to sky, Land to water. Wilderness to wonder. Revealing a Yellowstone defined by discovery. There are no scenic flights over Yellowstone. The paved corridors occupy less than 1% of the park. Yet that's where the vast majority of visitors stay, unaware of the wild, hidden landscapes that make up the rest. This is not a travel film. This is not a souvenir. It is a rare archive. 5 decades of exploration, footage, and photography assembled into a single, impossible journey. Yellowstone. Above and below. America's greatest national park. As few have seen it. As no one else has filmed it. And as you will never experience again.
Warriors now, folks. Warriors now, and by the way, that should be in the Smithsonian or in a museum, or it should be really, I'm telling you, I cannot overstate the quality of that. And you saw that camera. Steve, you sent me a picture, and I came across this on an old, again, old hard drive of the front-mounted camera on the helicopter. I'm just amazed. And I have to ask you, do you fly those? Do you fly those?
No, a funny story. And when I was crazy years ago, and now I'm sane, but I bought a helicopter. And for those of you who know helicopters, Gary, you'll appreciate this. I bought a 206 Jet Ranger. That's the typical twin bladed. And I tried to learn to fly it. Okay. And it was like somebody said, you look like a white guy in the air trying to break dance. Needless to say, I do not fly them. I sit in usually the left seat, which you see in that shot of me holding my monitor. I'm the DP. I'm not the camera operator, but I say, okay, go in on this. I want this framed a different way. And you saw the Jupiter effect. And what every exobiologist, every astrobiologist, every planetary life scientist comes to Yellowstone because it's, in essence, it's primordial creation. And I call it God's fingerprints. I mean, this is the fingerprint of creation. And that's why, again, that's a long way of explaining this shirt. When I saw this shirt, I said, that's my Yellowstone shirt, because every color combination, and what's interesting, you can tell the hydrological temperature of the water, and I get really excited about this, when the colors change, okay? And for the record, everyone, when I put out the film, Cascadia is the big one. The magma chamber or flume underneath Yellowstone is moving to the west, towards the west coast, and then up to the north, okay? So all the bogus, lying presentations of Yellowstone where they're showing crevasses or crevices with magma, there's no magma that is flowing. There's sometimes there are pressure vents like Steamboat Springs that'll blow up in the air, but it's not magma, it's steam under pressure. It's kind of like a steam kettle. But what this is the most astonishing park in the world. I believe it is the number one geologic wonder of the world. It's not the Grand Canyon. There's a Grand Canyon in Yellowstone. The falls are gorgeous. We take you back into, some of the country that you could never see. Number one, you got to get a permit. Number two, you got to be pretty experienced. And number three, you don't want to end up, it's not Yogi Bear. It's, some grizzly bears. And so I wanted to present to people a half a century. This is a time capsule for the future generations. I captured it over 50 years, i.e., there's still photographs in there, and the changes have been just out of this world. And so, we think we found a new life form. I'm dealing with some university people to say, man, that is something. It's not just a clump of bacteria, but it looks like a starfish. It's perfect. And no, it's not a rubber starfish thrown into this, okay? So what's fascinating, too, I said, thank you, Jesus, the last day of filming, the last hour of filming for the last, I knew that was it. You know, I had gotten everything I need to get for the film. And lo and behold, we see a new form of life that is so symmetrical, so amazing. And that's in this film. And so, you know, I'll be the first one to, you know, tell you what we find out, because people don't want to admit when they say, well, nothing can live in that hot of water. Nothing can live in a boiling vat of acid, you know, blah, 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 blah. Yet, hey, guess what? Then explain this. Because it's so noticeable. So I thank God and I truly give him praise, because I used to, you know, Doug, you asked me if I fly. Nope, not at all. But I fly so much in helicopters, or have in the past, that I became, you know, the DP, the director of photography of my own stuff. So the camera operator, I'll say to him, I'll say, Nell, that was one of the names of the guys, really good cinematographer, or Vinny. Vinny's gone on multiple expeditions with us. And there's so much involved in this. And the only way that we can handle how many images are in this is to do the split screen. And the split screen shows you, oh, I don't know how many, just in what you saw, probably 60 images. And the moving of the film is, when I say moving, this isn't a boring. You'll see no deer, bear, elk. You won't see wolves killing baby buffalo. This is about the astonishing creative genius of Almighty God. And I'm blessed, you know, and I can honestly say, I don't know why I went into film school. I don't know why it went into taking abstract art photography, you know, and abstract art. I mean, I can remember I was the guy liking the most strange abstract artists, and I saw beauty in it. And when you go to Yellowstone, there's no way to put this into perspective. You'll see a horizontal plane, you'll see some fringe, and you'll see some steam and stuff, but this is the complete Yellowstone. And for, like, you know, $40, you can see the whole thing, and you don't have to spend thousands, tens of thousands of dollars to come to Montana. And Yellowstone will go to a permit basis sometime in the near future. Glacier Park in northern Montana, you have to get a permit, and you've got 4 days to show up and go in. If you don't have a permit, you can't get in. Same thing with Yosemite in California. Yellowstone is, in my opinion, and I'm biased, the geologic wonder of the world. And it's truly not only the wonder of this world, but it's out of the world. And that's why the exobiologists, the astrobiologists, when they're saying, well, what would Mars look like on Enceladus? That's a, you know, one of the moons of, I think, Saturn. The point is, some people pronounce it Enceladus, but the colors, the way you look for planets that can support life, or by the colors, to what's called spectroscopy, okay? But also different gases that are necessary, methane, you know? And it's that's just one example. Cyanobacteria is a fancy word for changing color bacteria. And some of that stuff you probably saw looked like a blood vessel. It literally looks like an arterial system in the human body. So this is why I'm really excited. Ladies and gentlemen, $40, you'll never see it. You could never see it. I spent 54 years filming it, and I just want to say this. It is my gift to the future, whatever that looks like, of one of the most incredible places on Earth that basically was, I would say this, the key to understanding the different planets. And God doesn't just go, oh, I think I'll fingerprint this, and then Jupiter, I'll do it this way, blah, blah, blah. The creative magnificence of Almighty God is no more expressed than when you see this. And the variation on a theme is wonderful. So thank those of you who will buy the DVD and that will enjoy it. Get a big screen TV. It's cheaper than spending thousands to come to Montana with restaurants closing because they can't get food, or hotels being, let's just say this, less than sanitary because they can't get the maid service. And if you really get it together, you know, you're going to end up with a family of four spending, I would guess, at least $1,000 per person for a 1 or 2 week trip, counting gas, counting fuel, counting food. For $40, you can see what no one could see, sit and watch it on big screen, replay it. And I think you'll be blessed. And I think you'll come away with a new wonder and just a wow, the awesomeness of God. One of my last prayers, Doug, before Jesus takes me home is, God, help me to instill the awe, the majesty that you are worthy of, O Lord God Almighty. Help me to present the beauty of your creation. And by the way, the devil is trying to destroy it all. And so, you know, this is a, I guess you'd say this is a vacation for me that took over half a century to present to everybody else. And I thank you all from the bottom of my heart that will purchase this and that will enjoy it. And also it's on video on demand, I think on, Rumble. You can
Vimeo, I think, right?
Huh?
Vimeo, I think, right?
Well, no, it was on Vimeo, but they got into a snarky attitude. Just for the record, Vimeo wanted to have anybody who posted anything on Vimeo. They wanted your home address. They wanted your home phone number. And they wanted to make it public to everybody. I said, are you bothered your bleeping minds? You know, and I got somebody who couldn't speak English. But this is our new policy, you know. Oh, am I a racist? No, I'm a realist. You know, with two hearing aids, I need linguistic enunciation. And so, in essence, that's why it's not on Vimeo. I'm trying to get back on Vimeo, but they are really a difficult company, in my opinion, to work with.
But the bottom line with this, and folks, really, I don't know how anyone could watch that and not come away with a belief in God, okay, that we are, that we're living in God's creation. I mean, wow. So thank you. But I ask that just to say, you can download the video without having a physical DVD, just to make sure. So yes. Okay. And there it is on your screen, folks. Thank you, Steve.
Well, thank you. And those of you who appreciate my shirt, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I thought it was a very cool shirt, and that's why you can see the colors. And, you know, it was just the appropriate shirt for tonight. Doug, you wear cool suits, neat ties, but I've always been a guy that wore wild colors because the promise that God gave to me 54 years ago when I saw him face to face, he said, I'm going to give you a Joseph's ministry. And I didn't know who Joseph was. I mean, I didn't. I thought, is that like my next door neighbor? And he said, I'm going to make you a watchman. I said, God, I can't even put a screwdriver in a screw. You know, a watchman, like a watchmaker, that's how green I was. But then the Lord gave me the most beautiful promise, and it's his faithfulness. You're going to know me, Steve, in a very special way through my word. And people said, how do you get what you get out of the word that you come up with this stuff? I said, it's easy. Jesus gave it to me, you know. And my theme in life, Doug, and I guess as I close out my latter years, is a man has nothing except he receive it from above. And what do your critics, what do my critics, what do our critics, what do the people that knock everything, what do they have to offer anybody, okay? Except snarky, you know, I don't know, the kingdom of snarks, okay? Kind of like orts, you know, but snarks. And so we're in a time period where I call this kind of a break to see the glory of God versus the hideousness of a planet given over to destruction. And God says he, the Lord God of heaven, will destroy those who destroy the earth in the book of Revelation. And so I used to kid everybody. I remember being a photographer, and those of you who are photographers will remember what an F-22 day was. An F-22 day is when you could stop your aperture down to F-22 or F-32 and get some of the most great depth of field, but you get magnificent blue skies, deep blue, like that's in the top image of the Grand Prismatic pool, right in the word under Yellowstone. And now everything's kind of a pale blue when the chemtrail mist, you know. I mean, I love the creation of God. I used to say, well, there's God's clouds when we get them maybe 3 days out of a month, versus there's the, you know, I won't tell you what I call them, but my friend Jenny, she rebukes them in Jesus' name. I do too. And I pray they literally all crash simultaneously. I believe in imprecatory prayer. I believe there is no place in the kingdom of God for wimpiness. And when I get somebody saying, oh, you're hurting my feelings, I say, okay, after your trip to the gynecologist, come back and let's talk reality. Now, that's a pretty, I should say, telling statement. Look, we cannot sit idly by. If it doesn't break your heart that that piece of shit, Epstein, was killing little children, experimenting them, eating them alive, drinking their blood, torturing them, and everything they did, some of the stuff is so horrible, I can't even do it, and you just pass it off? Then what does that say about your heart? What does that say about your humanity? And I guarantee you, Doug, that 1 in 1,000 preachers will even deal with this. I do.
Certainly. No, you're right. And you know, it's difficult. We have a collection of authenticated, some photographs we've taken, some that were passed to us, drawings and other artifacts from satanic rituals. And you know, Steve, the depravity with respect to Epstein, and I believe you called this out early on as well, the genetic experimentation.
Yep.
You know, it's an extension of what the Nazis were doing during World War II. So yep. All of this, but people, I can't even, I can barely show some the least offensive image or drawing or writing, and even I mean, a lot of Christians refuse to even look at that, you know. And how do you deal with that, Steve? Because you've it's not that you have to stick your hand in a blender to know it, you know, it's going to hurt, okay? But you can't turn your head away from what's going on. So I guess, how do you deal with the
I don't deal with it well. I don't have an answer for you.
Okay.
I give it over to the Lord. I even said, God, let me hear the cry of the aborted babies, Lord. Let me hear the cry of creation, the life they never have. And you know what the Lord told me? I heard his voice so clearly. Yes, I hear the voice of God. You couldn't handle it, Steve. I can't answer that prayer. And look, I mean, you know, I can't. It makes me weep. And it makes me crazy when people say, well, you don't have to be so graphic. And you know, we get crap, Doug, we do, when we tell people this is what we have to deal with. And this is why, you know, I mean, this is why I'm getting as fed up as I can get.
Yeah.
And I know you are too, because you know, we're two peas in the same pod, but the pod is, let's say this, the pod is not being appreciated. And I don't want people's sympathy. I don't want anything. I want their intercessory prayer. But again, ladies and gentlemen, we're fighting for your life. And when I see these women on YouTube, they're weeping. They can't feed their children. They can't feed themselves. They just got pink slip from their job, or people that have multiple degrees, and they're weeping because they bought property when they could afford it. Well, you can afford a house when you got a job. You can't afford a house when you don't have a job. And I doubt many people can add two and two and come up with four. Okay? Because if you have a job and you're servicing the mortgage with 29% to 32% of your take-home wage, then that leaves you 68%, and the inflation goes up 35%. That means everything from power to insurance. And now the newest scam, everybody, I warned everybody about this. The insurance scam, and there are insurance companies that are hooked in with BlackRock and others that are defaulting people by raising their premiums on their property. You want to see this in real action? Look at California. Well, anybody that's there, in my opinion, should get out. Well, you can't tell me to do it. No, I can't, and I won't. But you, in my opinion, you should. And in my opinion, you should go someplace that the Lord leads you. And if you don't believe in God, say, God, I don't believe in you, but would you help me decide? I told somebody to do this one time. He said, God's real. Okay, God's up to a challenge if it's not arrogant and defamatory, you know. But I want people to recognize this. The great quakes are coming. The mega quakes are coming. And they're going to rearrange the shoreline in the United States. The Mississippi River will split in two, up to 2 miles between sections of the country. The Great Lakes will flow into the Gulf, and it's going to be a nightmare of a mess. So why am I saying all this? Because I want people not to be scared, but to be motivated, motivated, motivated to seek the Lord while he may be found. You know, I want everybody that can be possibly saved, saved. Because to whom much is given, much is required. And some people, and I asked the Lord about this. This is, I'm sharing some wisdom here that I've learned after 74 years of making a lot of mistakes. I said, Lord, why do people want me to make their decisions for them, especially in precious metals? And then why do they blame me if the market has a down day? And you know what he told me? He says, Steve, my people don't want to take responsibility for their actions.
That's right.
But, you know, if you speak it, I own it. And I'm not going to disown what I said. Some say, well, you swore. I said, no, I attempted to throttle my swearing. I spoke a word that seemingly is more offensive than the blood of children running in the sewers of New York City. If Abel's righteous blood cried out to God to get God's attention, what does the blood of the innocent say? I can't, Doug. It's more horrible. But this is why Epstein matters. Forget the nonsense redirection. Forget it. Look, there's Satanists. And I love the statement that President Putin made. He said, and he said, I think it was 5 years ago, that he could smell human flesh exuding from the pores of some of the Western leaders. Did you see that? I posted it.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
And so I'm not making that up. And so I want to leave people with this tonight. I wish it could be a better world, but wishing won't make it so. I wish man's cruelty to man would cease. I pray for the day when men will learn war no more and they will beat their swords into plowshares. But that's not now. And I think that what people need to do is, you don't know, I don't know, we don't know. I don't know I have tomorrow. I know I have tomorrow if God grants it. But if I go in the night, I want to go with being right with Jesus, okay? And I think it's important that people understand life is going to become so impossible in our own strength, in our own strength, in our own thoughts. Good night. My mind melts just on, you know, the Epstein gore, you know, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And so, you know, evil waxes worse. It never gets better. And in closing, Doug, this is my closing statement. Nobody could recognize the prophetic significance. I've never claimed to be a prophet, but the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. When the Lord gave me that word, before God allows Russia to destroy the United States, he will reveal the sins of the leaders to the people. Hello, do you think that's happening? And the people sins before a holy God, do you think that's happening? And then he will let Russia be the instrument of his judgment against the United States. And some people can't handle that. They don't want to. Well, why would God let that happen? Because this nation wouldn't stand up for him. The Democrats gave God the they said the most horrible things. I don't even want to demonstrate what they did. And they basically, and the Republican nanny goats or mini goats, just went along with it. In essence, they became bonginicated. Okay. They stood for one thing, and then the system got them, and they became a totally different thing, a different human. And especially that Speaker of the House, you know, I call him Master Mouse, Speaker of the House. We're just watching the decay. And why are any of us who are Americans sitting back and letting them letting us have live vivisection electronically of everything that makes us human, you know? Middle finger to all of the spying. And yet Palantir is getting billions of dollars to continue spying. A big, beautiful, badass ballroom is nothing but a giant underground bunker that is going to be the AI center for the United States. You know, I mean, it's insanity. It's insanity. And the last point of insanity is, I just said at the show, Doug, I think the first hour, Anonymous has in their possession the entire Epstein library and the entire Epstein files, okay? And they are going to release them. And I'm just telling you what they're saying. I don't know anybody at Anonymous. The point is that they're going to release it in batches. Kim.com, who's really a smart guy, you know, he's talking about this too. Hackers are a group unto themselves. By the way, I wish I could, I even had any of their skills, and I wouldn't be throwing my mouse at the wall all the time. But the point is that it's going to take everyone down and by surprise. Do you think the government's coming to your rescue? No, they're coming to take you away, haha, to the funny farm. And do you think you're going to get three squares? I guess that's what they call three meals, you know, and a bottle of rum, pirate lore. No, you're going to get, you know, maybe a bottle of warm water and stale bread. And if you want a good image of what's coming, look at Alligator Alcatraz in the jungle in Florida, or look at that Guatemalan prison that, you know, I mean, or
CECOT. Yeah. Huh? CECOT prison.
Yep. And yeah. So I'm trying to keep my brothers and sisters out of going there. If you go to a church and you see white school buses showing up in mass, and this will happen at the bigger churches, then you run out the back door, you get out the windows, you run for your life. Because if you're there when that happens, they will take your wife, put her on a bus, and what they're going to do to her, you don't want to know. They'll take your kids, and they'll traffic your kids, and they'll take you, and it'll be just like the image on some of the movies that have been out portraying what they do to the men. They basically line them up and machine gun them, you know. And so I want everyone to understand, where is the disconnect? Someone said, well, it couldn't possibly get that bad. Tell that when you're watching little girls, a beautiful little five-year-old girl being separated from a daddy. I don't know if you saw that, okay? But it was wrong. It's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. But if they'll do it now, think what they'll do later. And so, Doug, you know, just bless you, brother, and thank you for allowing me to come on today. And then thanks, everybody, that will, you know, take a look at the Yellowstone DVD, because you'll want to not travel much. It's a vacation, and let's call it a staycation. You don't need to get on the road. You don't need to worry about gas. You don't need to worry about millions of visitors, not all at once, but through the summer. And you don't need to worry about the quality of food, because the food quality, going down. Food availability, going down. So in essence, if you want to see what I consider the geologic wonder of the world, the number one, Yellowstone, above and below, is a way to see it.
Amen to that. Steve, I should ask you this off air, but I'm going to ask you on air. Did you happen to, did the four images I sent you, the photographs, did they come through?
Yeah, I got those.
Okay. Okay. That one of Henry, it's just, and the one of you. Okay. All right. Perfect. Yeah. I wanted to, before I forgot, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
That.
I should respond to you, Doug.
Nah.
And finally, I know what Lady looks like. Okay.
Yeah. She's a doll. Okay. And the other thing, there was something about AI that I happened to see, something about AI, 95% chance of AI models predicting like a nuclear war. I didn't catch the rest of that. Did you see anything or hear anything about that?
Well, everybody's trying to use AI as predictive software, and they're asking AI. And remember this, ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe that anyone has proved more in depth than I have of the supernatural evil presence that is in AI. So AI is going to be taken over and taken down. I'll give you a good example that when Google and their Willow chip looked for parallel universes, what they came up against was ancient symbols. Just yesterday on the London Daily Mail, I posted the story about 36,000-year-old symbols. Well, gee, Adam and Eve were created 6,000 years ago. Where did the other creation come from? That was an angelic civilization when the gods, G-O-D-S small, ruled the earth. And God judged that, and that's what caused the earth to become without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And then God spoke the worlds into existence, let there be light, and there was light. We sell our faith so cheaply. We don't understand the expense of God's what it costs the Lord to deliver his own people. And you know, it's amazing to me, because I got one of the answers. I never in my life have I considered this. And when the Lord shared with me out of the blue, he said, "Do you know why I turned away from Jesus when he was on the cross?" And Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Because he said, if I didn't, my heart was broken and I would have interfered with my plan of redemption. In other words, you can make that scene, but nobody in the world has ever said that, Doug. Nobody. And I didn't come up with it. I'm just grateful. I want to be a conduit. And that blew my mind, that the living God would share that in order to explain that. You know, I've heard his eyes were too pure to behold evil. Nope, it was because his heart was breaking. The Son of God's love, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And God said that if I hadn't, Steve, I would have, he would have reacted. Who wouldn't? You would, you know, you would, I would, and we're not God, but boy, when Jesus laid down his life, man, that should come home like a, you know, a freight train and break through that. And see, that's a revelation from God's heart to our human heart. That's not just a thought, well, God created the heavens, the earth, and earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. But the point is that when God reveals his heart, you know, that's a big deal, Doug. And I think that's one of the greatest revelations I've ever had in my whole life.
Amen.
Yeah, the other one is, why does God store up our tears in heaven? It says when we weep, the angels, you know, I mean, I don't know if you've ever felt an angel on your eyelid. I certainly haven't, you know. But the point is that our tears are bubble memory. And our tears carry the sum total of our life, just like our DNA does. A single strand of DNA can hold more storage than the Library of Congress, which, by the way, I actually know how many volumes of books and how many miles of shelves, because, you know, I get smart Alex, want to check. But here's the thing. That carries your entire life experience. And when you're crying tears of repentance before the Lord, they're poured out on his altar. And guess what? Your whole life is poured out, and he creates a new life within you. But he's redeeming the sum total of everything that went on in your life. Jesus lives forever, forever lives to make intercession for the saints. I'm not going to go to some idol. I'm not going to go to some, you know, potentate. I'm not going to some priest. I'm not going to some high priest. I'm not going through some liturgy. When God tore the veil from the top down in the temple, he said, enough. Basically, of this religious tradition, all my people have access to me. They have the ability to come into the Holy of Holies. And when you come into the presence of God, come in with praise and thanksgiving. Come in with gratefulness. Come in with gratitude. And you get a one-on-one with the living God. Now, who can offer you that except the living God? So people are all jacked up about the temple, the temple, the temple, the red heifer, the red heifer, the red heifer. Temple Mount Faithful. The body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. God says he's going to dwell in us, a temple made without hands. And if people would have had that revelation, so many Christians who died because they took the vaccine would still be with us. And what is that? It gets us right into communion. You know, for this reason, many are sick and basically sleep, die early. They fail to discern the Lord's body. So I'm appalled. And obviously, COVID just about took me out. I mean, took me out, killed me. But I never was vaccinated yet. Of course, my story is different than most. And, it's astonishing to me how people will lean on anything except Jesus. Okay. Seriously. Call unto me. This is my favorite scripture. Well, at least for tonight, right now. Call unto me. This is the Lord speaking. I'll show you great and mighty things you know not of. How many people even take that seriously? The problem is, as my dear brother Hawk used to say, you don't get it the first time. Keep reading it until you get it. And he used to end all his shows with there's